here's a story from The World.
Silvana Estrada is a rising star in Mexico. She's only 24 and hasn't even put out her first full record. But Estrada has already grabbed a huge amount of attention with a style of music that's decidedly more traditional than pop. The World's Latin America correspondent Jorge Valencia sat down with Estrada in Mexico City to talk about her upcoming debut album, Marchita.
Te he perdido tantas veces.
The first single has the same name as the album. In Spanish, Marchita means withered. It's a love story.
Y si yo hubiera sabido que para ti era tan poco.
In fact, it's a love story that Silvana Estrada has been thinking about for years. We met on a rooftop, the Mexico City sun shining down on us. And she says she has told the story so many times.
I'm not able to actually remember how it was.
Every time she retells it, she says she gives a different version.
I'm going to give you a version.
It's the story of Estrada's first love, she says. She's written about it in many of her songs, including one of her most famous, Al Norte, or To the North.
Que por ti me voy al norte, que por ti me voy al sur. That song is like about chasing your love. It's like it doesn't matter if you're going to the north or to the south. And it doesn't matter if there's a destiny, because the important thing is that I'm going with you.
Eventually, that beautiful relationship she chased after, yeah, it ended. Estrada's then-boyfriend skipped town, and she says she realized she'd been leaning on him to take care of her instead of relying on herself. She says she wrote Marchita, this new single, to remind herself she can be happy on her own, doing things like yoga.
Yeah, I do yoga a lot. Yoga heals me a lot. So I do a lot of yoga. I walk a lot. I read a bunch of poems and books. And for me, that's like the best moment of my day.
When Estrada began composing Marchita, she was no longer living where she grew up, in a house in a forest in Mexico's Gulf state of Veracruz. And she was struggling with big city life.
Totally. I was like really having a rough time. I just moved here and I was living in this really tiny, tiny place.
She says she was living next to a busy highway, getting very little sunlight and lots of noise, which Mexico City is full of. Like the junk collectors who drive around blasting their advertisement on loudspeakers, or the ubiquitous trucks hawking bread. After you hear them enough times, you start to lose your mind a little.
It was really, like, rough.
So Estrada began experimenting with a genre that reminded her of being out in the country, the traditional Mexican huapango. She plays a small four-string instrument called the Venezuelan cuatro.
Yeah, you know, I was just playing with this minor chords.
Estrada says that as she was playing in that dark, crammed, and noisy room, she thought of a withered flower.
Started from there, actually. It wasn't like, oh, I want to talk about this story of mine. It was like, oh, I want to say this word because I feel like this withered flower that I have in my head.
The result is anachronistic. Marchita, the song, and the whole record has a vintage vibe in that it's mostly Estrada's voice and her acoustic cuatro. She says she did experiment with more modern electronic arrangements.
Of course, I was like, oh, that's the music now, so I should do that. But I felt sad having these danceable moments. I was like, why I feel this way? Like, I don't feel me.
Instead, Estrada went in the opposite direction. Her parents are luthiers and make violins, cellos, and double basses. So she and producer Gustavo Guerrero got musicians to perform music that reminded her of home.
I would be like, hey, play this melody in this part. No?
And that's the ending of Marchita, a love story that's really about how Silvana Estrada learned how to take care of herself.
I learned to follow like my instinct, and I also learned, if you're honest, then you're going to be happy, or at least you're going to be in peace. Sometimes peace is better than happy, you know? No hubieras querido estar.
World. I'm Jorge Valencia in Mexico City.